The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among his relatives and acquaintances, but not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. The Gospel of the Lord. Once, a little girl looking at the head of her mother and asked the mom, "Mom, why are some of your hair white?" And the mom told the little girl, "You know, each time you do something wrong and make me unhappy, a hair turns white." And thinking over it for a while, the little girl said, "Oh, yeah, now I know why grandma's hair is all white." Today, as we celebrate the feast of the Holy Family, the Church encourages us to look at the family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph for inspiration, example, and encouragement. The family of Nazareth is an example for all the families to follow. In the Gospel, we heard the story of the boy Jesus who was lost, or rather stayed back in the temple, and found after 3 days of long search. When his mother, Mary, letting out a sigh of relief for having found him, and raised a voice of concern, asking him, "Son, why have you done this to us?" Instead of making an apology for worrying about him, he blurted out his assumption, asking them in turn, "Did you not know that I must be in my father's house, busy with my father's business?" We can imagine the shock that Joseph must have felt, wondering, what is this father's business he is talking about, except the carpentry? Or on the face of Mother Mary, that Jesus already knew that Joseph is not his father. They did not understand what he said to them. I have heard many parents telling me, "Father, I don't understand my son. I can't understand my daughter." Well, Mary did not understand Jesus fully, and that must have been a sorrow that must have pierced her heart, as Simeon had prophesied. Yet she treasured all these in her heart, and we are asked to do the same, to treasure everything in our heart. Jesus, at that stage of life, though he realized that he should be busy with his father's business, realized that doing the will of God, his heavenly Father, necessarily called for a life of obedience to Mary and Joseph. And so, willingly, he complied to it. He went down with them, came to Nazareth, and was obedient to them. Mary and Joseph influenced the life of Jesus very much, as much as Jesus, by his earthly life, influenced the life of Mary and Joseph, because all three of them were concerned about doing the will of God. Jesus brought holiness to the family of Joseph and Mary. He was obedient to his earthly parents, though he was the Son of God. That obedience was something that he learned as a child, as a son, as a human being, from the exemplary life of Mary and Joseph, who were always obedient to the will and plan of God. As an obedient child, he helped them to slowly understand that his relationship to God would necessarily take precedence over his relationship to them. They were a model family in which both the parents loved each other, helped each other, and had all those qualities that St. Paul talks about in the second reading that we heard today. And they took care of Jesus to grow, not only in human wisdom and knowledge, but also to grow in the favor of God and man. The Catechism of the Catholic Church invites all the parents to be great examples for their children by creating a home where there is tenderness, forgiveness, respect, and fidelity. The home is well suited for creating an environment where the children can grow in love of God and love of man. The exemplary life of the parents and the life of love lived in the family is very important for the children. Saint Therese of Lisieux innocently used to ask her first grade classmates, "Have you seen a saint praying? If you haven't, come to my house in the evening. You will see my dad kneeling and praying with outstretched arms for us, his children." Parents do have a grave responsibility to give good example to their children. Once I saw a picture of a young man handcuffed and reading a Bible. And a caption was written on the picture: "Don't wait for your children to end in prison to start reading a Bible." In the Old Testament, we see Joshua standing up before the people of Israel and telling, "As for me and my family, we will serve the Lord." That is the responsibility that every parent should have. I remember a skit about an old man living with his son and his daughter-in-law. They treated him very badly. They had a 4-year-old son who saw the grandpa living in a dirty room, lying on the floor, and there was a wooden plate in which food was served to him. And he would see the mom giving a bowl of soup in that plate every day to his grandpa. He would watch his grandpa drinking that bowl of soup with tears flowing from his eyes. He felt bad, but he thought that is the way. One day, when it was time for lunch, the parents did not see the child and they started looking for him. And not finding him within the house, they started searching for him in the compound. And the parents saw him in a corner, busy with a knife cutting on a piece of wood. The father, angry and with anguish, with a stick in his hand, came to his child and said, "What are you doing here?" The little boy, frightened and with tears in his eyes, said, "I am making a wooden plate so that I can give you food when I grow up." The dad, with tears in his eyes, dropped the stick and then went back to the house with a decision to treat his dad better. The gospel says that Jesus grew in wisdom and age and in the favor of God and men. We all live in family. We have our children and grandchildren. We want them to excel in everything and grow up. We can hear of parents boasting of their children's achievement in studies, in games, or business, or in different career that they take up, bringing more wealth into the family. Or parents talking about their children, how intelligent, smart, beautiful, or handsome they are. Well, all that is fine. Praise the Lord for that. But there is much more to life that counts bigger. We need to be proud of the spiritual growth and richness of our children. There are parents who are busy taking their kids everywhere except for prayer. There are parents who are busy earning for the family but do not have time to spend with their kids. There are parents who are ready to do everything for their children except give time for loving children. It is not enough to see that our children grow in wisdom and knowledge, in weight, size, and age. Together with it, we need to see that they grow as children, being in the favor of God and man. I am glad to see that many parents bringing their children to the church, seeing them praying together and giving them the gospel values. That is what we need to learn from the Holy Family, to live a family of love and service to one another. And as children, we need to see that Jesus, although he knew much more than his parents, much more than what Mary and Joseph could understand, yet, though he was busy with his father's business, decided to go down with them and live in obedience to them. Our children need to learn from that. My dear children, you may know much more than your parents. You may get better education. You learn more things and capable of doing better and bigger things than your parents. But that is in no way a license to despise your parents or not to honor them. It is by living a life of obedience to his parents that Jesus grew in wisdom and knowledge and love of God and men. Same way, you need to live in obedience to your parents and grow up in wisdom of God and share God's love with others. May the example of the Holy Family inspire us to build up a family of love where we all grow in the wisdom of God and live in the favor of God and man, loving our neighbors.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,